I'm Sue Black, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we're now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries, and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society. Our aim over the next 50 years is to become Scotland's leading university in those areas in which we excel. Dundee is famous for its strong women, and none have made such an impact as the scientific heroes of the city. At the University of Dundee, we even have a festival called Women in Science, the only such festival in the UK. One of these women, Wilhelmina Stevens, was born in Dundee in 1857. At the age of 20, she married James Orr Fleming and worked as a teacher briefly before the couple emigrated to Boston, USA, the following year. When James Fleming abandoned her and her child, she found work as a maid in the home of Professor Edward Charles Pickering, who was director of the Harvard College Observatory. Over time, Pickering came to appreciate Stevens' efficiency, and it is said he was heard to complain about his scientists, "My Scottish maid could do better." Pickering hired Fleming to join the observatory, where he taught her to analyse stellar spectra. She was the first woman taken on there as a so-called human computer. Fleming created a star classification based on their hydrogen content. Fleming contributed to the Henry Draper Catalogue of Stars, and over 9 years, she catalogued in excess of 10,000 stars and discovered 59 gaseous nebulae, over 310 variable stars, and 10 novae. In 1888, Fleming discovered the Horsehead Nebula. However, as was often the case, subsequent professional publications did not give credit for the discovery. Despite this, by 1886, Fleming was in charge of a team of dozens of women at the observatory. And in 1899, she was made curator of astronomical photographs at Harvard. And in 1906, she was made an honorary member of the Royal Astronomical Society of London and then honorary fellow in astronomy of Wellesley College. Doris MacKinnon was born in Scotland in 1883, and she went on to study botany and geology at Aberdeen University, receiving her BSc in 1906 with a distinction. She was awarded the prestigious Carnegie Scholarship, which allowed her to study for a year in Munich. After various high-profile research positions, MacKinnon returned to Aberdeen in 1908, where she became an assistant to John Arthur Thomson at Aberdeen University. In 1909, she was made an assistant to Darcy Thompson at University College Dundee, where she worked on her thesis, Studies in Protozoa, which was submitted to Aberdeen University in 1914, receiving her doctorate. Within 2 years, MacKinnon was promoted to lecturer in Dundee. During the First World War, MacKinnon was very involved with the war effort, particularly with the diagnosis of amoebic dysentery. Following the war, MacKinnon became the acting head of the zoological department at Dundee and then went on to become a lecturer at King's College London, where she was promoted to reader 2 years later. Ultimately, she became head of zoology. During the 1930s, two genus of protozoa, Dorissa and Dorisiella, were named after MacKinnon in recognition of her work. MacKinnon retired in 1949 and was then elected Professor Emeritus of King's College. Margaret Fairley was born in 1891 and was a well-regarded Scottish academic and gynaecologist. In 1920, she began a teaching career at Dundee's Medical School, which lasted for almost four decades. And in 1926, she visited the Marie Curie Foundation in Paris, and as a result began to use radium to treat malignant gynaecological diseases and thus pioneered its clinical use in Scotland. In 1936, Fairley became the head of Dundee Royal Infirmary's Obstetrics and Gynaecology Department. 4 years later, after a political impasse, she was finally appointed as Professor of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at the University of St Andrews. She held this post until her retirement in 1956, when she was still the only female professor in Scotland. Today, the university has invested in Athena Swan, which shows the commitment to the progression of women in academic careers in STEM subjects, and it was awarded the Bronze Award in 2014. Join us next week for another podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, visit the website at www.dundee.ac.uk to find out more about the 50th anniversary celebration of the University of Dundee.